In this Sunday's readings, we witness the divine birth of the Church of the New Covenant. How can we, like the apostles, live according to the life-giving Spirit of Christ? That's next on Breaking the Bread. The prophet Daniel saw in a vision one like the Son of Man, who received everlasting kingship from the Ancient of Days. John is taken to heaven in this Sunday's second reading, where he sees Daniel's prophecy fulfilled in Jesus, who appears as one like the Son of Man. Jesus is clad in the robe of a high priest and wearing the golden sash of a king. He has been exalted at the right hand of the Lord God as high priest and king, as we sing in Sunday's psalm. His risen body, which the apostles touch in the gospel this week, has been made life-giving spirit. As the Father anointed him with the Spirit, Jesus pours out that Holy Spirit on the apostles, sending them out into the world as the Father has sent me. Jesus breathed the spirit of his divine life into the apostles, as God blew the breath of life into Adam, as Elijah's prayer returned the life breath to the dead child, and as the Spirit breathed new life into the slain in the valley of dry bones. God's creative breath unites the apostles, his church, to be the body of Christ and to empower them to breathe his life into a dying world, to bring about a new creation. In Sunday's gospel and first reading, we see the apostles fulfilling this mission with power that only God possesses, the power to forgive sins and to work signs and wonders, a biblical expression only used to describe the mighty works of God. Thomas and the others saw many other signs after Jesus was raised from the dead. They saw and they believed. They have been given his life, which continues in the church's word and sacraments, so that we too, who have not seen, might inherit his blessings and have life in his name. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.